Okay, this is BC, and got a little discouraged because I had a hard time posting this onto iTunes as a podcast, and so kind of stopped recording. And it took me 2 years to find out actually how to make a podcast, and thanks to this app called Audioboo, which lets me record this and puts it right onto iTunes. Now I have a podcast, so first thing I did was I took my old podcasts and put them up on Audioboo, and now they're showing up under a stream under iTunes. So that's cool. So if you're finding this under iTunes and you search for this and you're saying, "Hey, where's number six?" Number six, you will find that on YouTube because I kind of played with video a little bit and made that a video blog. But now, probably we'll get back into recording these blogs because I can record it from either my computer or my iPhone, which I forgot to turn off background sounds. I don't know if that got caught or not. But now we'll be able to actually, a little bit easier, recording these and then putting them up on iTunes. So now I have a podcast. So 2 years, wow. So it's been, last time I recorded this was in 2009. Now it's 2011. God is still awesome. God is still amazing, and I just thank him every day just for the relationship. Recently, I guess I just go with the most recent stuff now, maybe add in some other things at other times, but interesting summer. Classes start tomorrow, and had a real good summer. Had a lot I was planning on doing, a lot of things I needed to do, but God kind of said, let's slow down a little bit. And I picked up pneumonia. So, great summer, ended up with a case of pneumonia, which kind of stopped me now. Feeling a lot better now. Still got a little bit of cough. I'm not sure if it's because of pneumonia or maybe it's something else. So, have a doctor's appointment a little bit later to have that checked out. But in the meantime, God is still faithful, still praising him for what he's doing in my life and the life of those that are around me that really love him. He's just an awesome God. Over the summer, also got ordained as a deacon at my church. So I thought this process was going to be very hard. As I was studying, I was trying to study for something else, work related. And also studying for this ordination. I thought it was going to be a lot harder than it was, but the questions they were asking me were the life that I've been living. So I just praise God just for making it through that process. I'm thankful for the brothers that come alongside me to ask the questions of me during this ordination process, and been receiving some real good comments back from the elders that actually ordained me. They said it was probably the smoothest process of ordination that they've ever seen. And this is because of my lifestyle, and I just thank God for instilling in me the character that wants to serve him more than anything else. So I thank him for that, and I praise him. So, ordained deacon, which really means now I'm have the license or the paperwork behind the things that I've been doing all along. So I just praise him and thank him for that. God is an awesome God, and if you really don't know him, if you really don't know who he is, I recommend that you believe the gospel of who Jesus is. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. The fact that Jesus is really, when we're talking about Jesus, talking about God in the flesh. Wow, 45 seconds left to try to get this in. Let's see how this works. That Jesus is God in the flesh. When we talk about Jesus, talking about God, we're talking about the same person. He died for our sins. On the third day, he rose. He conquered death. And he is the Messiah, the one that they were looking for in Old Testament, New Testament. He is that Messiah. And the fact is that you believe that gospel, and that is the gospel, that you will have a relationship with him forever. So I pray that you do. And I thank God just for his relationship. I'll try to do this on a more regular basis. So until next time, I praise God and just thank him for who he is. Grace and peace.